Hello, Nelson Olmsted here. Today, let's meet a man who is helping to rediscover a lost culture. First, a few words from Clint Gruber concerning Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, let's join Nelson Olmsted, Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller.
In the history of the river people, known as the Wanapums, whose ancestral home is the shore of the Columbia River in central Washington, the greatest figure of all is Smohwalla, a prophet and religious leader who lived in the 19th century. Little known and less understood, Smohwalla preached the virtues of peace and brotherhood at a time when the Indians all over the West were opposing the white men with war and violence. Because of this leader's teaching, the Wanapums, a band of the Yakima tribe, clung to their homeland bordering the Columbia River through the years of Indian wars and relocation to government reservations. They signed no treaties because they believed devoutly,
"The white man wants to bargain and sell the land, our mother. This cannot be done. The earth, the rivers, the forest belong to no man. They belong to the Creator only."
And so, virtually unnoticed, the Wanapum band lived in isolation while the Northwest grew. The numbers of the river people dwindled dangerously close to the vanishing point. And then, Cliff Relander became acquainted with the Wanapums. In addition to being city editor of the Yakima Washington Daily Republic, Relander possessed a talent for sculpture and a passion for history. When he came to Yakima in the late 1940s from Central California, he continued sketching and sculpturing and chose the Indians of the Yakima tribe as his subject. This work led Click Relander to the banks of the Columbia River and the tiny Wanapum settlement there. And he says,
"There were only about 15 of the people still there. Some had moved to the reservations, many had died. But the remainder were here clinging to a meager existence and a devout belief in a fascinating religious creed. I did some sketching and sculptured some heads and began to become interested in the history of these people."
Bit by bit, fragments of the past fell into place, and Relander began to see a large and significant portion of Indian culture that had all but been omitted from the histories of the region. Here was a religion that was far from pagan. It was founded, like other great religions, upon the premises that all men are brothers and that man must live in harmony with the universe in order to gain happiness. Click Relander's book, entitled Drummers and Dreamers, is the first definitive study of these people and their messiah, the leader called Smohwalla. For the past 15 years, Click Relander has befriended and worked with the Wanapums, as well as other bands of the Yakima tribe. Largely through his efforts, the burial grounds and the historic rock carvings of the river people have been preserved and protected. Two large hydroelectric projects were planned on the Columbia River at the Priest Rapids and Wanapum sites. Click Relander secured the cooperation of the builders of these dams in safeguarding the Indians' heritage. Several of the Wanapums have helped to construct the great projects on their ancestral lands. And the Vista House, overlooking Priest Rapids Dam, will contain several bronze sculptures by Yakima's Click Relander. Among them will be a noble head of Pacayatut, the last of the great prophets of the Wanapums, who once said,
"God created and fertilized this land for the Indian to live on. When I think of losing this land, I think of losing my life."
Thank you, Nelson. The two hydroelectric projects on the Columbia River at Priest Rapids and Wanapum are helping to meet the region's constantly increasing use of electric power for homes and industries. Pacific Power, in fact, purchases nearly 35% of the power generated here. Two major transmission lines built by Pacific in cooperation with neighboring utilities carry Priest Rapids and Wanapum Power southwest into the Yakima Valley and southeast to the Walla Walla area. In this way, PP&L has strengthened and expanded its service facilities to assure its many customers of ample electric power for all their needs. And as the years go by, PP&L continues to plan and build ahead to meet the needs of this growing region in this age of total electric living. This long-range building program, more than $470 million in the past 10 years alone, is one more reason why you get today's biggest all-around value with electric service from Pacific Power and Light. This is Frank Ruber reminding you to live better electrically.